Scott Harreld is known for his interviews.
Boy, you're asking great questions. I think you're in the right career path, my friend. I really do.
Scott Harreld's SOS Radio podcast starts now.
A month ago, none of us would have ever imagined what we'd be experiencing right now in our society. And we're talking with Max Lucado today on SOS Radio. How are you holding up?
Oh, I'm doing great. I really am. I'm thankful for God's protection. I'm standing beneath the proclamation of Psalm 91, that we who dwell in the secret place of the Most High will be protected by God. I don't know how he'll protect us, but I'm confident that he will. I'm concerned because I see so much anxiety and so much fear, and I know that's not good for us. But outside of that, I'm holding up personally really well.
It's wild when you see states that are saying, don't go to restaurants, don't hang out in groups of more than 10 people. And you're seeing a lot of things postponed and canceled and concerts. Churches are even having to deal with the reality of online church. This is about people. It's not about a building. But a lot of people are pushing back on that, saying the church shouldn't lead in fear. But then as shepherds, we oversee people in a flock and we want to bring non-believers in. And we have to be worried about security when a lot of people are gathered. It's tough.
A lot of things, right? A lot of things we've never had to manage or deal with before. I think a key question that all of us could and should ask is, Almighty God, what are you saying to us? And then just listen. Just listen for an answer. Because I believe that God speaks through times like these. I know that Jesus offered a critical statement of people who could, you know, read the weather. They could look at the sky and see a forecast, but they couldn't look at the signs of the times and understand what God was saying. And I believe that God is saying something to us. As I've asked him, I sense that he's saying, you know, you've been placing your hope and your life in the wrong place. You look at what got our attention. What got our attention is when the economy began to fall and also our sources of entertainment were closed. I mean, that really got our attention. I think God is saying, you know, don't trust your savings account. Don't put your trust in the economy. He's not anti-entertainment, but he's saying, don't let these events, these stadiums, these cruises, these things you do be your source of satisfaction because they can't meet your deepest need. But I think we could all ask that question, you know, Lord, what are you saying? And listen, because we want to learn as we go through this.
We're talking with Max Lucado on SOS Radio today. And Max, how have you learned to discern the difference between concern for tangible things and fear?
You know, there's a great line that meant a lot to me, and that is, feed your faith and your fears will starve, but feed your fears and your faith will. I think that we must look for opportunities to feed our faith. Our fears are being fed. We don't have to intentionally do that. They're everywhere you turn. I'm at my office today, and my wonderful administrative assistant reminded me we've got to stay 6 or 10 feet apart. Well, there's just a little trigger, you know, just a little reminder. These are unusual days in which we live. Somebody walked down the hall a minute ago and kind of made a big circle so as not to come too close to me. Just a reminder. So our fears are being fed, even in the most innocent of places. But we've got to feed our faith. We've got to do what your radio program does, your ministry does. We've got to put good words in people's heads. We've got to look for every opportunity. We need to be reading our Bibles. We need to be listening to sermons, you know, sermons of faith and encouragement. We need to be keeping our phone set on worship music. You know, if we can't congregate with our church, we need to be looking for online churches services. This is a wartime mentality. We've got to feed our faith. And if we just feed fears, then our faith is going to starve.
Yeah, it's so interesting because there's the social distancing part of what we do, but that doesn't mean we can't have relationships, because if we don't have the relationships, we fall into the isolation. And you just wrote a whole new book called Jesus, the God Who Knows Our Name. And if God doesn't know our name and we don't know our name, we're going to feel isolated, right?
We are. So let's stand against that lie from the devil that wants us to believe we're all by ourselves. Let's resist any thought that says that God is using this as a way to punish us. He's a loving father. He may be getting our attention. He may be disciplining us, but he's not punishing us. And so let's stand against that. God has said, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. So let's stand, let's hold on to that promise. and just believe that even though we may feel isolated, we're really not. It's going to take effort on our part. It really is. But with God's help, we'll get through it.
We've all felt stressed. We've all felt weary. And you know what? Jesus felt the exact same way. We're talking with Max Lucado about that today at SOS Radio. Jesus dealt with weakness. He dealt with weariness and sadness and rejection. You know, he had friends that lost their lives. His heart ached. And he's a God who knows our name, Max.
He is. I love that scripture in the book of Hebrews that says, we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. But we have one who in every way was tempted just like we are, except he did not sin. Consequently, let us draw near to the throne of grace where we will find help in our time of need. It's such a beautiful promise, isn't it? Our Lord has been there. He knows what this is like. He knows what we're like. He knows this world is prone to contamination, to pestilence, to plague, to disease, to death. He's been here. He had to bury his dear friend Lazarus, but then he spoke a word of power over the grave of Lazarus to prove that he's an ultimate authority over life and death. So we can go to Jesus. We can go to Jesus. And I think that's the invitation that we're receiving through all of this stuff we're going through. Let's turn to him. Let's turn to him. I was very grateful when the president decreed a National Day of Prayer, because we need to be people of prayer during this time. Remember that scripture in 2 Chronicles, if my people will humble themselves and pray and repent from their evil ways, then I will turn and I will heal their land. And so we need to humble ourselves and pray. It was a bit discouraging to me to see on Twitter people mocking the president for calling for a National Day of Prayer. Well, I tell you what, this is not the day for us to swagger. This is the day for us to humble ourselves, to bend our knees, to acknowledge that we don't have this thing figured out. And if our brightest and best researchers and medical professionals haven't cracked the code on this, then what does it take for us to humble ourselves? We must humble ourselves and pray and ask God to help us. And he will. He will. That's the beauty of this. He'll get us through it. And this could turn out to be an event that triggers a worldwide revival. Wouldn't that be great?
No matter who you are or how much education you have, there's just so much uncertainty of the world. You can't know everything. We're talking with best-selling author Max Lucado today at SOS Radio. And Max, it's wild when we hear from our leaders in our country and they say, you know what, we need to stop and pray. And I don't care what side of the political aisle they're on, when our leaders humble themselves and can seek God and say, I need help. I need direction from a holy God. I know he's going to show up in those situations.
Thank you for saying that. I think so. And so what we can do as a church, as God's people, is that we can be people of prayer. I was thinking the other day about when Jesus fed the 5,000 and that interesting statement in the gospel there that says Jesus told his disciples to feed the crowd, 5,000 men plus women and children. And the scripture says he said this to test them, because he already knew what he was going to do. And I think Jesus is doing that right now. He's testing us. On that day, I think the disciples failed the test, because when he said to feed the crowd, they said, we cannot do it. They looked and they said, we don't have enough money and we don't have enough food. All we have is this one basket of fish and loaves. They failed the test. Had they looked to Jesus and said, we cannot, but you can, or we don't have what it takes, but you do, they would have passed the test. And I think that's what Jesus is doing for us right now. He's given us, he's testing the church. He's testing us to see if we really believe that he is greater than all this. And if we do, that will be manifested in increased prayer and also in a peace that passes understanding. We will be able to have a peace. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. You know, I'm not saying we're going to be not without hindrance and not without struggle. But we're going to find a peace that will say, you know what, I should be stressed out, but I'm really at peace because I know our good God can feed this great crowd, or our good God can handle this insurmountable problem. I'm going to trust him to do just that.
Feed your faith and your fears will starve. We're talking with Max Lucado today at SWS Radio. Back in like 2017, Max, she wrote a book called Anxious for Nothing. With everything that's been going on in the news this last week or so, you're hosting an online Bible study on Sundays for anyone who's struggling with anxiety, anyone who's struggling with fear, to really understand that we could take every single thought captive and push back against this fear together.
Good word. Take every thought captive. Man, that's the command from the Apostle Paul, a command from God. Take every thought captive. I was listening to a minister the other day, Carter Conlon from Times Square Church in New York City. And boy, he had a good word. He talked about the process of words, he called it. They come through our ear, they go into our mind, and if we don't take every thought captive, they descend down into our heart. And he reminded us that Jesus said, it is out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. So consequently, when we let these anxious thoughts get in our heart, we begin speaking anxious words, and we begin to purvey fear instead of convey faith. And I needed that reminder, because I needed to be reminded to do what you just said, take every thought captive. And so in this day in which we're facing so many fears, you're absolutely right. I'm taking advantage of the internet to offer the online Bible study based on Anxious for Nothing. And to be clear with our listeners, it's absolutely free. You don't have to buy the book. You can buy the book if you want to, but you'll be blessed, I think, even if you don't buy the book, because you get the free downloadable video. You get the free downloadable curriculum. And so all a person has to do is go to faithgateway.com/OBS for online Bible study, or they can go to my webpage, maxlucado.com. And even if you don't want to do that, I'm doing online church every Sunday, but I thought about increasing it to every day, because it just seems like there's so much fear out there. But I'm doing my best to get words of hope and encouragement out there to people.
We're talking about what it means to be anxious for nothing with Max Lucado today at SWS Radio. And he wrote a book about that back in 2017. A few minutes ago, we were just talking about when we hear words, they go into our ears, they go into our brain. And if we're not catching that and taking every thought captive, that can go right into our heart. But Max, what have you learned about how we uproot things when they do get into our heart? When we realize there is real anxiety, there is real stress that's holding in our shoulders, it feels like that weight around our neck. What have you learned about how to uproot that?
I think a lot about Joseph. You know, Joseph, the Old Testament Joseph, not the father of Jesus, but the Old Testament Joseph, who found himself as the leader of Egypt during a time of plague because he had obeyed the dream and prepared for the famine. He had stored up 7 years worth of supplies and food and grain before the famine struck, and when the famine came, he was ready. What we need to do now is recognize that we are modern-day Josephs, and the Lord has deposited in our hearts and given us access to the grain that we need to face this famine. There is a hope famine, not a famine of food, but a famine of hope, a famine of peace. But we have what we need. God has given it to us. We have it in our scriptures. We have it in our fellowship one with the other. We have it in prayer. And many of us who have been Christians for a long time, we have it stored down deep in our hearts. So we need to believe that we are modern day Josephs. And now as we look into this famine, we need to step forward in faith, confident that God, who has given us everything we need, blessed us with all the blessings of the heavenlies, with the presence of the Holy Spirit within us, the promise of Jesus ahead of us. Our granaries are full. So it is time for us to step forward in faith and to be providers, to be voices of faith, voices of hope, people of prayer. And especially when we have the chance to put feet on our faith, if we can, in ways that are appropriate, help those who are needy. Be mindful of the vulnerable. Be prepared to deliver food or meals if necessary. We need to do what we can. Let this be the day that the church rises up and says, okay, we're here. We've been prepared for a day like this. This is our modern day Esther moment. We're here for a day like this. This is our hour. I think that this is our chance to really respond to what God is doing in the world.
We're talking to Max Lucado on SOS Radio today, and so many people look at you, Max, as the encourager. You know, so many people think, like, Max Lucado writes books that encourage me. He's a pastor that encourages me. Even Thomas Nelson said, hey, why don't you do some commentary for a Bible, and we'll call it the Lucado Encouraging Word Bible. But, Max, where do you go for encouragement when you need it?
Well, good word. That's a good question, because I do. Just this morning, I was thinking, how far do we need to distance ourselves from our neighbors? I started to walk across the street and say hello to a neighbor, and I pulled back, and I said, oh, boy, this is so scary. This is unprecedented territory. And I felt that wave of anxiety that every single one of us has felt. So I'm hoping that I'm communicating the right thing. Anxiety is going to be a part of the day. Let your fears guard you, but don't let your fears engulf you. Let your fears guard you. It's all right to feel fear. But just don't let anxiety take over. When the Apostle Paul wrote that beautiful passage, it is the most underlined verse in the Bible. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and petition, let your requests be made known to God in Philippians 4. The Greek term there is, do not allow yourselves to be perpetually anxious. It's not that anxiety doesn't knock at our door, but it's that we don't want to invite anxiety into our house. Anxiety's going to come, but instead of responding to anxiety by getting worried, let's use that as an opportunity. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and petition, let your requests be made known to God. So Heavenly Father, as we respond to these anxious moments, we turn them over to you. I turn over to you, Lord, my fears right now, and all our listeners. We release them to you, and we ask you, O Heavenly Father, to come and just minister to us. You know, I think that's kind of the lifestyle that we need to lead right now. You know, and it's the lifestyle we need to lead forever. It just dawned on me as we're talking, maybe the Lord is using this pestilence as a way to train the church to be more mindful and more prayerful of Him, to be less dependent upon having the proper circumstances, and to be more deeply dependent upon Him.
We're talking to Max Lucado on SOS Radio today. Thanks for sharing your wisdom with us.
Well, it's my honor. Your ministry has never been more important than it is right now. So please keep up the good work.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.